week we read Parshat Matot Maaseh. At the beginning of Parshat Maaseh, the Torah recounts the 42 Masa'ot that Bnei Yisrael took from when they left Mitzrayim until they reached the edge of Eretz Canaan. And at times it seems a little tedious. They went from here and they camped here. They traveled from here and they camped here. They traveled from here and they camped here. Why does the Torah go through all these Masa'ot? Rashi, at the beginning of Maaseh, quotes two explanations. One is, he showed a tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it turns out that in the 30, there were a number of Masa'ot that they had to get to Har Sinai, and then in the Kadesh, and then in the 38 years extra, so to speak, that they're there because of the Chet HaMeraglim, they only made 20 Masa'ot, 20 extra campings. Just the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in 38 years of only 20 extra journeys, is Chas V'Hashem. And then Rashi quotes another explanation. The Rabbi Tanchuma Darash Bo Drasha Acheret. Mashal L'melech Shehaya B'no Chole. There's a mashal about a king who has a sick son. V'alicha L'makom Rachok L'Rufuato. And he makes him travel on a journey to heal the child. When they're returning, if the child is healed, he starts recounting everything to the child. So-and-so happened here, so-and-so happened here. What's Rabbi Tanchuma saying over here? Rabbi Mordechai Miller, in the Sefer, explains as follows. The child is sick, and at various stages there were little advances made in the child's cure. Over here we did this, and over here we had this people, and over here we had took this medicine, and here you started feeling a little bit better about this, and here you started feeling a little better about that. You recount the journey because not only do you want to recognize the fact that you have fully recovered, but every step of the journey, each stage along the way, was an important development in your well-being. It didn't happen all at once. Every step, every place, here's something that occurred. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Bnei Yisrael engaged in Chet HaMeraglim. That was a major chisaron in Bnei Yisrael, Yachasim, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept them in the Midbar for 40 years, not just as a punishment, but as rehabilitation. And every step along the way was a step in the rehabilitation of Bnei Yisrael. And what the Torah wants to emphasize is that when one is working on one's improving one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only the end result which is important. The journey is important. Every step along the way, every place that they camped, every place that they traveled, the significance of an improvement in their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not every step did they reach 100%. But every little improvement is itself important. And the fact that Bnei Yisrael traveled from Ritma to Rimon Paretz, from Rimon Paretz to Livna, to Livna, to Risa, to Risa, to Kehelata, each step was important. So in Kehelata, they still went 100%. But they were a little bit better than they were in Risa. And that makes it significant. That explains our number. Has to be our attitude in our Avodas Hashem. It's not only the final accomplishment that's important. It's the journey. It's the traveling to get there. It takes on great significance. In this week's Parsha, in Parshat Maaseh, Moshe Rabbeinu sets aside the three Ari Miklat in Eber HaYarden. And Rashi tells us, quoting Chazal, that he set up the three Ari Miklat, and they were useless. Rashi says, Afal pi shebaretz Kanaan.
No, wrong Rashi.
Shesh Ari Miklat, Magid, Sha'af al pi shehivdil Moshe b'chayav shalosh arim be'evah ha'yardein. He set aside three arim miklat in the Eber ha'yardein. Lo ha'yu kol tok ad shenivcharu shalosh enotan Yoshua b'eretz Kanaan. They weren't in use until Yoshua captures Eretz Kanaan, mechalek the Aretz, and sets up the three in Eretz Kanaan. Only when all six were ready to be inaugurated did the first three take effect. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu bother setting them up? What was the purpose? They couldn't be used yet. And the answer is, it's not only the end result that's important. It's every step along the way. If this is part of the Tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I know that the mitzvah isn't completed yet. Maybe I, Moshe Rabbeinu, won't get credit for it. But I still do some of the work. I'll do some. Yeshua will take over. And maybe only when he finishes, long after I'm dead, says Moshe Rabbeinu, will this take effect. And somebody else could have done it. But I have to do my little part. Rav Mill goes on to give an interesting interpretation to something we talked about last week, or maybe even this week. Lech Lecha. Why doesn't Hashem tell Abraham where he's going? El Aretz Asher Erech. So we already, I'm sure, we gave different explanations. Says Rav Mill, because he wants to let Abraham know in a very important yisod. It's not so crucial where you, if you end up in the final destination. The challenge is the journey. Are you willing to go Lech Lecha? Maybe Avram would never reach the holy place. Who knows? Where you have to go to? Just going in the direction that I want you to go in. Is that what you're willing to do? That's the Nisayon. That's our Nisayon. We may never quite reach the destination we want to reach. But our challenge is the journey to that destination and the direction of that destination. Perfection in Avodas Hashem is almost impossible. How many times do we say to ourselves, from now on I'm going to daven with Kavanah? And if we're lucky, it lasts a day or two or a week. Sometimes it doesn't even last one Shemoneh Esrei. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. And every time it just doesn't happen. That's it, Nama Lashon Hara. Until the next phone call. So, okay. This time I'm really serious. This time I really mean it. I'm going to control my temper. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not. But this time you mean it. People don't say, hey, come back from you. I'm not at you, my parents. I'm not going to get angry. My parents are not going to yell at me. I can't believe my parents did that. I'm not saying anything. Of course I'm going to take out the garbage the first time they ask until I forget that. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to be better. Is this Yom Kippur going to be so much different than last Yom Kippur? I'm going to come this Yom Kippur and say, last Yom Kippur, I had a list of 10 things I was going to work on. Baruch Hashem, 9.5 have been accomplished. Now I have to make a new list. That's the way it happens. So you take a look at your list on Yom Kippur and say, doesn't look very different than the list from last Yom Kippur. It seems to be quite identical to the list from the Yom Kippur before. It's, everything's on there, it just keeps getting longer. More things I need to improve. So what's the point? The point is the journey. The point is every step along the way. They shall travel for 40 years, 42 stops. And each stop, each place, they didn't reach Eretz Canaan when they went from 1 to 2, or from 2 to 3, or from 27 to 28. But they were working on themselves. They were working on improving themselves. And that's our challenge. To work on improving ourselves. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Lo alecha amlecha ligmor. You may never, ever achieve that ultimate goal. But we're never free from striving in that direction. You shouldn't worry, because the Baruch Hu sees and watches and will give each and every one their due reward.